As intelligence agencies look forward to reforms, the United States Air Force is taking a moment to look back. The Pentagon's Inspector General blames leadership failures for a decade of sexual assaults at the Air Force Academy. Last year, almost 150 women accused other cadets of sexual abuse or rape. Some women also said the Air Force failed to punish the offenders or even punished the accusers. Here's NPR's Vicki O'Hara.
This report by the Pentagon's watchdog agency is the latest account of what Pentagon officials call a shameful chapter in military history. Sexual assault has been an issue across the services, but the problem at the Air Force Academy was particularly egregious. The Pentagon's Inspector General, Joseph Schmidt, sent a memo this week to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on the findings. It says the overall cause of the problem at the Air Force Academy can be traced to the failure of successive chains of command and over the past 10 years to acknowledge the severity of the problem. Gary Comerford, spokesman for the Inspector General, read portions of the memo to reporters at the Pentagon.
We found many leaders in positions of authority could have been better role models, could have been more vigilant in inspecting those placed under their command, failed to guard and suppress sexual misconduct among cadets, whether or not prosecutable, and failed to hold cadets accountable for such misconduct.
A summary of the report, released to reporters, singles out 8 Air Force officials at the Academy. The summary does not name the officials and recommends no disciplinary action. But David Chu, Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, says the Pentagon and Air Force will decide what action to take on a case-by-case basis. Chu says the Pentagon also plans to make changes in the way sexual assault is dealt with throughout the military, starting with confidentiality.
We will have confidentiality for victims because we know we have to establish that trust for people to come forward and acknowledge that they have been injured.
Pentagon officials say that other changes have been made since January 2003. That's when the allegations of abuse became public, igniting a furor in Congress and demands for accountability. General Michael Buzz Mosley, the Air Force Vice Chief of Staff, says all senior leaders at the Air Force Academy have been replaced. He says the Academy also has changed the curriculum for cadets to address the issue of sexual assault and has instituted new sexual assault training for people in leadership roles. Outside inquiries into the allegations of sexual abuse concluded the culture of the Air Force Academy was much to blame because it was hostile to the presence of women. General Mosley alluded to that when he noted that a "Bring Me Men" sign has been removed from Academy walls.
However, true cultural change takes time. We've taken the steps to put the Academy back on the right track. We are also using these findings to fix our response to sexual assault throughout the Air Force.
In response to congressional demands, the Pentagon plans to submit a report by January 1st explaining exactly how it will remedy the problem. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.